I've got it on good authority that Coach Campbell is up now.
Okay. Upright? Alive and kicking?
Oh, he is, buddy.
I have a bizarre story, if we can get to it before the end of the show. I know people want to weigh in on the Razorback victory over the weekend. They want to talk some hoops. We got some other good stuff. So let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Coach Campbell?
Yes?
Live from the podium.
Okay.
It's humbling to be here and with, you know, such great young men that we're honoring today. Congratulations to the young men for, you know, your outstanding work in the classroom, in the community, and for your coaches to honor you with the Sportsmanship Award. That's outstanding, and you're to be congratulated. Honored to be here. It's great to be in the state of Arkansas. Arkansans love their football. That was one of the first things that I learned when, you know, years ago I was the head coach at Delta State University, and we'd come over and we'd play the Hardings, the Hendersons, the Wachitas, and then, you know, a first trip to UCA, and it was, you know, I was sold. I said, that is a beautiful, beautiful place where the people love their football, and they're very excited about football. And then in the state of Arkansas, like this week, you've got Arkansas beats LSU, and they're tearing down the goalpost in Fayetteville. You've got the Battle of the Ravine, and Wachita finishes an undefeated season. So at every level of football, they love their football in the state of Arkansas. So it's very exciting for me to be here at the University of Central Arkansas, a great school. You know, there aren't many schools in the country that can boast of winning three national championships. You know, you've got, you know, your Alabamas and your Notre Dames, but, you know, at University of Central Arkansas, I'm very excited to be there because that is a school that has an outstanding winning tradition, and they've won national championships. We're really looking forward to building on that tradition and getting us back into a position where we can play for a national championship. Today, what I'd like to do is, you know, I told you a lot about me, but, you know, would like to tell you a little bit about myself and then talk a little bit about our program at University of Central Arkansas, where we're at right now and where we'd like to take it. You know, as I'm here speaking, you look at all of the great players that, you know, guys that played at University of Texas, played on a national championship team, guys that played at University of Arkansas in the SEC, and played at a very high level. But football, the thing I love about football, and David touched on this earlier, it's the backbone of our country. The guys that, you know, it's not always, it's great when you have All-Americans and everything like that, but it's also the guys that maybe weren't highly recruited. When I came out of high school, I was not highly recruited at all. I thought that I was going to, you know, my dream, if you grow up, David, where we grew up, nowadays it's probably Florida State, but back in the day when we were growing up, it was all Alabama. It was Bear Bryant. If you were from Northwest Florida or Alabama, you wanted to go to Alabama and play for Bear Bryant. And I assumed that I was always, that he was going to offer me a scholarship and I was going to go to Alabama and play for the Bear. I did not know that I was 6 foot, 220 pounds, soaking wet. So I go to my coach my senior year and, you know, I'm not getting recruited. I'm not getting any letters, anything like that. And I go to the coach and say, Coach, you know, what's going on with my recruiting? You know, has anybody been asking about me? And he said, yeah, Itawamba Junior College has been asking about you. You need to go underneath the stadium and get a pair of cleats and go to drive to Mobile, and they've got a tryout day. So that was, you know, that was the extent of my recruiting, was a tryout day from Itawamba Community College. But, you know, so from those beginnings, football was very, very, very good to me. Had a chance to go to Southeastern Louisiana and play there for 2 years, and then they dropped football. And Troy State University offered me a scholarship, was able to play there for 2 years. And the last game of my senior year, we were able to win the national championship. And that kind of, you know, kind of forged something in me to where I definitely wanted to get into coaching and be able to influence the lives like so many coaches. We've got a lot of great coaches here today that are doing a tremendous job influencing the lives of the young people around them. And I had been influenced by so many great coaches that led me to want to get into coaching. And from there, you know, I'm a guy that, you know, I've been at every level of college football, from the junior college ranks to the Division II ranks to the FCS level to the SEC. And the thing that, you know, the thing that I found is that football is football, regardless of I've been in, you know, a part of the Iron Bowl where, you know, my last year at Auburn was the first year that Alabama ever made the trip to Jordan-Hare. That was a big, big deal. And Auburn was able to beat Alabama at Jordan-Hare Stadium. There was 100,000 in the stadium and 300,000 outside the stadium. So that was a big time deal. But at football at its core, it really doesn't matter how many people are at the game. It's about the competition, the sportsmanship, the opportunity to play, the opportunity to compete. And that's the beauty of football. You know, would like to talk a little bit about recruiting. You know, recruiting is it's the lifeblood of any great football program. For us to get to where we want to be, and we're very close right now, recruiting is ultimately important, you know. And, you know, I'm a guy, you know, I was a zero star coming out of high school. I told you, I had to earn a scholarship through a tryout. But then, you know, was able to, there are so many guys that take that path. You know, right now you flip on the TV and you watch the recruiting, Tom Luganbill's recruiting or whoever it may be, and they're talking about the stars, how many stars this player has, how many stars that player has. But that's not what's important. It's about some of the things that we talked about today, the character, the work ethic, the sportsmanship. You got to have talent. You got to have ability. But there are other things that can help take you over the hump to winning a championship. And, you know, would like to tell you a story about two guys. When I was at Mississippi Gulf Coast, you know, it was my second year there. We had to start somewhere building a foundation. So he said, we need to find us a big nose guard. And when I say big, I wanted to find somebody 350 plus. I didn't want a 300-pound nose guard. I wanted a 350, 360, 370. So started look, because everybody's got 300-pounders. They do. I mean, nowadays in college football, everybody's got 300-pounders. If you're 260, 270, you're undersized. If you're 300, you're just like everybody else. If you're 340, 350, 360, you're bigger than everybody else, and we wanted to be bigger than everybody else. So we looked and looked and looked for a nose guard. Finally, back in those days, we did have internet. This is about 7-8 years ago. I get an email on the internet. It says, check out this 400-pound nose guard. And, you know, so I clicked on it. Normally you delete, and you go through, but I said, let's look at it. We got to uncover every stone. So I clicked on the 400-pound nose guard. Well, this guy, I mean, they didn't even have shoulder pads to fit him, didn't have a helmet to fit him, but he lines down at nose. And I mean, he just takes off and he is wading through guys, just knocking them out right and left. And then, on the next clip, they got him back at tailback and they pitch him the ball and he's running, just knock. I mean, it is like they're like the little dog on the cartoon yapping at the big, and he's just throwing people to the side, right and left. So I said, well, who is this guy? And, you look at it and there was a phone number there to the high school coach. And I called the high school coach and said, coach, is this, you know, I got your film. I love your nose guard. Is anybody recruiting him? He said, no, everybody thinks he's too big. They think he can't play, whatever. And he said, do you like him? I said, man, I love him. He is just what we're looking for. He said, you don't think he's too big? I said, no, he is perfect. I said, we want him. We want to sign him. He said, well, do you want to send down a scholarship, mail us a scholarship. No, I said, I want to fax you a scholarship that you can have in about 10 seconds. If we mail it, that's going to take 3 days. I want this guy today. So we faxed him a scholarship, signed him, and he got up there, and this guy was a zero-star recruit, had one offer from Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, comes up to our place, winds up making All-American 2 years in a row, leads us to a national championship. You know, and then after our 2 years there, I'm trying to push him to this school and that school. Ah, he's too big, he's too heavy, can't run, can't. Well, one guy says, you know what, I kind of need a nose guard, and I want a big guy. And I had one offer from Nick Saban. Goes on, plays at Alabama, makes All-American there 2 years, makes first-team All-American 2 years, leads into a national championship, and is a finalist for the Lombardi Award his senior year. You know, so it was such, you know, that guy was Terrence Cody. I don't know if any of y'all ever heard of Mount Cody. He was a zero-star recruit that wound up winning the national championship at our place, making All-American, and then went to Alabama, won a national championship there, was a two-time All-American and a Lombardi Award finalist. And, you know, take great pride in football. You know, when Terrence got to our school, he had you know, one bag full of clothes, and that really didn't have a whole lot else, but he was there to play football and there to get an education. And then to see where it took him, then 4 years later, he's in New York City with a bow tie to Waldorf Astoria there for the Outland Lombardi Trophy. So football gave him a path, got a great education. Now he's, you know, playing with the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL. But he's a guy that was a zero-star recruit that went on and was tremendous. I don't know if any of y'all ever heard the name of Vic Ballard. Vic was the starting tailback for the Baltimore Colts. Vic, very similar story. That, you know, was, let me put it like this, just to cut through the recruiting. We had guys in the Senior Bowl 5 years in a row, had a player from our school in the Senior Bowl 5 years in a row, which was more than any other SEC school than Alabama and Auburn. And to the point of the tale is that all five of those guys had zero stars coming out of high school, but they all had tremendous work ethic. They loved the game. They were guys that were unselfish. They put their teammates first, and they were guys that had a chance to go on and play in the NFL. So, and that's one reason I'm so excited about being in the state of Arkansas, because I know those same guys, as we go out recruiting, I see those same kinds of players in the state of Arkansas that are outstanding football players, and we're really looking forward to getting out and recruiting and getting more of those guys on board at University of Central Arkansas. We've got two right now that you know, Desmond Lewis is an outstanding player. He leads our league in receiving, Southland Conference. He was all Southland Conference last year, but he's a guy that he'll be an NFL player that had zero stars coming out of high school. And then Jonathan Woodard, a defensive end. He's a big 6'6", 275 defensive end right now coming out of high school. He's 210 pounds. You know, and nobody was recruiting him right now. He's 60 pounds later. He's everybody wants him. He is a really good football player. So those guys are out there, and that's what makes that. To me, that's the beauty of football, is that with enough desire, want to, all those things, you can pretty much go as far as you want to go. So again, congratulations to all the young men today, because that's what you're showing in to your teammates and to your community. Tell you another story about a guy that. And show you what kind of evaluators we are, which is not always good. You know, you miss on guys too, miss on a lot of them. When I, you know, my first full-time, my first head coaching job was at Southwest Mississippi Community College. I don't know if any of y'all ever heard of Jerry Clower. Any of y'all ever heard of Jerry Clower? That same school Jerry Clower went to. They gave him a half scholarship just looking at him. That was my first head coaching job, was at the home of Jerry Clower, just outside of Liberty, Mississippi, Route 4. But I got that job. Anyway, my wife is the head of the youth group at the Methodist Church, the MYF. And I'm recruiting. And in junior college football, there's some outstanding talent. You've got guys that may be NFL players, that future NFL guys, but maybe the SEC, maybe they didn't have the ACT score to get in there. Anyway, she comes home from MYF one day and says, "Steven, you need to sign Jamie. He's in my youth group. He is a great player." And I said, "Shelly, you, you talking about Jamie? He's 5'8". He's an offensive guard. I said, I'm not going to be able to sign Jamie. And she said, you don't know. He loves it. You know, he loves it. You know, you need to take a chance on him. Anyway, time passes. A couple of weeks later, she comes back and says, talking to her about recruiting, she says, Steven, have you thought about Jamie anymore? And I go, well, yeah, I've thought about him a lot. He's not on that board. I think about you think about not recruiting him. He's not big enough to play. I mean, we need some size. And, you know, the guys we're playing here, you need some bigger guys. She said, well, you really need to take a look at him. You need to consider him. He loves it. Anyway, time passes, and you know how the story goes. Finally, we're getting some, losing some, and anyway, I got a spot right at the end. She said, Steven, you need to sign Jamie. And anyway, I go to Jamie and offer him a half scholarship, same one Jerry Clower got, you know, 25 years earlier. And so Jamie comes to school, and Jamie plays offensive guard. Well, at that same time, I said, that's good. Jamie can be a backup because I got a big boy that from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, that Clemson had signed that made a 13 on his – made a lower score on his ACT, so he wasn't able to go to Clemson. All right, so we were able to get that guy in. I said, he's going to be my starter. He's 6'6", 325. All right, so I put the 5'8", 260 and the 6'6", 325 together at the same spot, knowing that the Clemson signee is going to win the job. As time passes, the Clemson signee couldn't take the job. He'd step with the wrong foot, go the wrong way, miss an assignment here, missing it. Well, Jamie's perfect. Takes the best first step, shoots his hands, runs his feet, fights, scratches claws. Yes, sir. Anything you ask him, yeah, I mean, he is fired up and ready to roll. So he never could take the job. To make a long story short, you know, as he was introduced, we had our first winning season in that school. In our first year, we had our first winning season in 12 years. Well, Jamie was my starting guard. And then the next year, he took us, you know, a game from the state championship. Well, then I leave. I get the head job at Delta State, four-year school, big school. We get there, and we start recruiting. And my wife, Shelly, she says, Steven, you need to recruit Jamie. And I said, Shelly, they'll run me out of here now. I can't bring no 5'8 offensive lineman up here. You know, this is big-time football. And y'all know how the story goes, right? I mean, 6 months later after boom, 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 we signed Jamie. All right? Well, Jamie gets there and tell you the end of the story, Jamie's senior year, which 2 years later, we played North Dakota State, five-time national champion. I mean, we'd never won a playoff game until 2 weeks earlier. 2 weeks earlier, we win our first playoff game in the history of the school. We're playing North Dakota State University, five-time national champion. Well, who do they have right in front of Jamie? And this is the third round of the playoffs. Win this, you're going to win the national championship. They got a three-time All-American, 6'4", 298, lined up right in front of him. And, you know, I said, no, Jamie, you know, this is a tough one here, brother. He said, Coach, I've been living my whole life for this one. I've been living my whole – this is what I was born for. And anyway, to make a long story short, Jamie wore that. I've never had an O lineman grade 100 until that game. That boy graded 100% as an offensive lineman, and you know he was a zero star, and we won a national championship.
Had to go, Jamie. Got to go. I had to. Sorry, Matty T, but I just had to know what happened to Jamie. I had to.
It was quite the payoff.
When Coach gets done up there, Pat, I want you to have him call me because I'm going to explain to him what making a long story short actually is.
Literally?
But you know what? He's a great storyteller. I was totally into it. I'm like, I couldn't wait to find out. I thought this Jamie kid was going to go on and like be president of General Motors or something.
Awesome. Quick break, guys, and then we'll get back. And
then take another break.
Take another break. All right. Love you guys.
Do you know a woman who is active in the community? Maybe she's a go-getter who deserves to be recognized.